Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
We are back on Get Up. Huge hour on the way. Swagoo, Kmart, Dominique, Jeff Saturday, and most importantly, Aaron's jersey is here as he tries to pull off the impossible. By far the most important member of the program today. We are live from the Seaport. We're brought to you by Grey Goose. We got a huge hour coming up. Let's do it, Cindy. Here comes hour number two. It is time to get up with How About Them Cowboys. Jerry is playing crossword puzzles. What message is he sending ahead of the biggest game of the year? Meanwhile, misery of the Midway. Is it time to set this bear free before it all gets so much worse in Chicago? Because it will. And oh, Aaron, did you hear what he said he plans to do? The only question is, can even he possibly do it? Spoiler alert, the answer is yes. We'll get to all of that in this hour. But let's start with bold predictions. Week five, we want them bold. Kmart, give me one.
Oh, what is mine?
Jets.
Oh, Jets. Okay, you know what's going to happen here? Just for you, Greeny. Zach Wilson and Nathaniel Hackett will go to Denver and tell Sean Payton how you like us now. I think Zach Wilson will have a really big game. For you.
And the Broncos will win. Swagoo, pick that one up and run with it.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you what kind of game he's going to have. 250 yards passing and three touchdowns. Mm. I love what he did last week against Kansas City at finding the one-on-one matchups. It seemed like somebody in that building said, hey, man, Garrett Wilson play for us. Mm. Like, throw it to him. And we know that Garrett Wilson can be a game breaker. I think they get the ball in his hands more against the Denver Broncos, and Garrett Wilson puts Zach over 250, and those touchdowns may come run after kick.
I'm buying what you're selling. Jeff, give me a preview of this weekend.
Tua and the Dolphins throw up 50 on the Giants.
Woo, listen, a 50 burger?
50 burner. Listen, they got talked bad about, right? They played one of the best defenses in Buffalo. They didn't play up to their – they said they got humbled, right? Tyreek Hill talked about it, Tua talked about it. They don't come out ready to rock. This team is loaded to bear, and they got something to prove. They're going to prove it against the Giants.
50?
I like it. Fitty burger.
Talk to me. What do you got?
We're getting bold. I got the Dallas Cowboys going 100% in the red zone.
They
are going to regress to the mean because they have been terrible in the red zone up until this point. They've scored touchdowns from outside the red zone but been incredibly inefficient. I think the last 2 weeks they had one score inside the red zone each week. This week, every time they get in there, they're going to stick it in the end zone and get that extra four points.
It's a monster game. It might be the biggest game of the season so far, and Jerry Jones was talking about it on the radio yesterday.
They are right now probably the most likely team to go in the Super Bowl. But in order for them to get there, they've got to go by us, hopefully two times, if that's the way it falls in the playoffs. And we're in the playoffs, of course. But the bottom line is that you're playing the best. There's no reason physically, no reason scheme-wise that we shouldn't go out there and play well enough to win a football game.
Football game.
So Jerry's hyping it up. It is, I think, to this point, the biggest game of the season. And Swagoo, I'm going to go back to something you said to me right before the season began. You said to me, G, there's nothing that Dak does this season that's going to matter. It's all about what he does in the playoffs. This game feels like a step toward that. It almost feels, from a psychological standpoint, like a playoff game.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking about the regular season schedule with the 49ers when I said that.
On the road.
But this is a playoff game for Dak Prescott.
Mm-hmm.
The psychological part of what can happen if they win or lose. Think about it. If Dallas get blown out in this
blowed
game.
Blowed out.
Right?
And if he throws some picks.
And if he throws one or two picks. I'm not talking about the narrative that we going to have. I'm talking about Dak Prescott and his performances against this team historically. It may creep in that is the monster that I cannot get rid of. And then you start talking about Dallas, and we've had the 40, 70 points in the first 2 weeks, creating turnovers defensively. But I don't care about none of that. This is about four. These particular games, how do we judge quarterbacks in the NFL, right? We know how many years have we sat on this set and said Dak Prescott is good.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, he's a guy you can win with. You only get into the upper echelon in moments. This is one of those moments, one of those games. Remember when Josh Allen 2 days ago played against the Miami Dolphins
yeah. mm-hmm.
and had that type of game against them. Mm-hmm. And what we now, how the conversation has shifted, Foxy got him as the league MVP. You know why? Because that was the biggest moment of the NFL so far.
Yep.
Those two teams, when we have games like this, is the ones that Dak Prescott has to overcome whatever they may lack and put his stamp on the game.
Let me get my psychology major in here because that's what this is really about, right? The psychological. I mean, we're all about trying to manifest the things that are happening that we want.
We
right?
all.
Hence the fact that I'm sitting here with a jersey behind me all day long.
A guy who may not play.
But that's Dak, right? That I feel like there is that much at stake for him personally Sunday night.
No, I think because when you saw they beat the Patriots, one of the first questions was asking him about facing the 49ers. And Dak was sort of like, did you not just see what I did? You know why that question was asked? Because no one cares about you beating the Patriots. No one cares. Because in the NFC, who are the teams you're going to face in the end? Number one is going to be the 49ers, who, by the way, you keep running into in the playoffs, and they keep bouncing you from the playoffs. Like, that's sort of the problem. And I think Dak, he's sick of all the talk about him and the criticisms, and it's unfair at times. But like Marcus said, it's about the moments, and he has to rise to the occasion.
And the reality is, Dominique, that in those two playoff losses, back-to-back against San Francisco, the Cowboys' defense has done its job. Marcus pointed it out earlier. It has been about the offense not getting it done. It's about legendarily not getting a playoff at the end. It's about the two interceptions he threw last year. It's a big game for Dak Prescott.
It absolutely is a big game for Dak Prescott. Unfortunately for him, if he wins this game, we're still going to say do it in the playoffs. But he does need to win this game, and it would put them in a better position to then – maybe have a home game and do it in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to come down to it. And there's so many different variables that determine what happens in a football game. But the one player that can have a disproportionate impact on that is always the quarterback.
Yep.
We all know Dak is one of the best quarterbacks in the league. If you want to be up there with the guys, you got to do special stuff. You brought up Josh Allen. He does those special things on occasion.
What do you think, Chad?
I think for two defensive guys, y'all just sold out. That's what I think both of y'all did. I heard the last 4 weeks how good this Dallas defense is.
Are
they gonna lock it up? It's the 85 Bears. They're gonna do this. They're gonna do that. This team ain't even about Dak Prescott anymore. It's about that defense. Dan Quinn. We're gonna set the world on fire. Don't worry about it. Now it's all. Hey man, Dak's gotta play good. Never mind CD Lamb. Never mind. We talk about Josh Allen. You think somebody else had something to do with those games?
Diggs.
Well, that receiver catches it and breaks two tackles. It ain't always about the quarterback, right? It's about run game. It's about passing game. It's about explosive plays with other players. He's playing the third best defense in the league. It ain't one guy's job. That defense better come ready to play because the 49ers are going to try to be physical just like the Cardinals. And if they play keep away, I don't care what quarterback you got in the NFL.
But
they
the
play keep
time,
away, you ain't going to beat that football
team. The only
team.
Time the Cowboys defense hasn't shown up was that aberration against the Cardinals.
Sure.
Right.
Every other game
and
they have shown
up. And it was on Dak to win it and he wasn't able to do it. Right. Why does Marcus have his hand raised? We'll call
so you gotta wait
on our
this,
distinguished
so they,
colleague from
that's
Louisiana.
Where you went.
Yeah.
You went there, G.
Yeah.
Jeff.
Yes.
As bad as the defense was against Arizona, who had the ball in their hand with an opportunity?
I agree with that. In the red zone.
We're not talking – we know the game, Jeff.
Right.
We know that it's a lot of variables that have to – the one common denominator in this matchup has been the quarterback, bro. Like, it is not – it's not rocket science. The only way you beat the San Francisco 49ers is if your quarterback play well. That's the history of this team over the last 2 or 3 years. We talk about how good this defense is. The Rams went out and got Matthew Stafford because they didn't think Jared Goff was good enough to do it.
Right.
Right? We talk about when Patrick Mahomes had to make a comeback in the Super Bowl. That was quarterback play, bro. We understand it. Defensively, for the Dallas Cowboys, they will have a lot of games where they'll have a big impact and Dak won't have to do much. We've seen them this year. This ain't one of them. The San Francisco 49ers are going to make you play possession by possession. And I don't get this from you. For you of all people is who I don't understand it from. You had freaking
don't try to
Peyton
flip my argument.
Manning, bro.
Yes.
You had Peyton Manning.
Yes.
Nobody came into the stadium talking about, oh, I want to see how Edgerrin James go run the football. As good as Egypt. I'm not talking about the Hall of Fame.
Hold up. Hey, when we won that Super Bowl, how did we win it?
Running the ball.
Great defense and running the ball.
How you get there?
Right? That's what you got to get done. You think what you want to think, I'm going to let you know.
Jeff.
Big moments, I agree. Dak can't fold up. He can't give the ball to the other team. Got to protect the ball. But to think he's going to go out there and light this team up.
Nobody
and
said
throw
light
the ball.
Him up.
Yes, y'all just,
said
Jeff. Both just said it's
Jeff.
All about
it's
four.
Not, it's about him making.
It's about him making important plays.
I said four or five
moments.
Plays.
Okay.
No one's going to light up the 49ers defense, but there are going to be situations where the scheme is
is not going to work.
Jeff, know what we're talking about.
Where you give up a press.
Jeff, know what we're talking about. Yes.
You're going to have to break one of them tackles and make something happen. That's the point. You're going to have to make something happen against
a third and seven in the third quarter.
I'm with you.
You got to possess the football.
I'm with you.
When you're in the red zone, nothing's open. Hey, bro, I'm going to turn into an athlete and make something happen. Those are what we're talking about.
Peyton Manning didn't become an athlete and make something happen.
By the way, I just texted Peyton Manning that Jeff says you had nothing to do with winning the Super Bowl. So, to be clear.
I appreciate that.
No shade to
Edger and James, by the way. I know how important he was.
Cindy, put the picks on the screen. We all made picks. Who do we got? Cowboys, Niners, and a Super Bowl-level kind of guy. Oh,
shocking. Swag. Cousin Dak.
You're not on the Dallas bandwagon.
Y'all want me to come over here and get emotional? You want me to lie?
Okay. Yeah.
Here's what I hope.
Yeah.
What I hope. As a Sunday, when I'm sitting there as a fan, I hope the Dallas Cowboys win.
But you think the Niners have the edge?
They've been too consistent. This is probably the best football team in football right now outside of Buffalo.
Yeah. They probably are. We'll continue to break them down as we go. But guess what?
Kansas City.
Cancel all your plans for the day. We got all the baseball games.
Here we go.
Coming off of game ones yesterday, beginning in Philly, Zach Wheeler struck out 8 Marlins, gave up just one run in a 4-1 Phillies victory. Nick Castellanos, 2 hits, including an RBI double. Here comes Bryce Harper. Look at him coming around, running through a stop sign. He didn't want anything to do with that. Knocking off his helmet, taking care of business, and it was the Phillies going on to the win. Let's go to Milwaukee. Gabriel Moreno giving Arizona the lead for good with that tie-breaking home run in the 4th. And then in the 5th, it was great defense from Evan Longoria protecting the lead, robbing Tyrone Taylor with the bases loaded, turning it into a double play. Diamondbacks beat the Brewers 6-3. Let's go to Minnesota. Royce Lewis hit 2 home runs, drove in 3. Twins beat the Blue Jays 3-1. Lewis, the 3rd player ever to homer and each of his 2 first career postseason plate appearances. Twins win their first playoff game in 19 years. And then in Tampa, family and friends in attendance as Jordan Montgomery pitched 7 shutout innings, helped his own cause with a diving catch as the Rangers shut out the Rays 4-0. Tampa, 4 errors. They've now lost 6 straight postseason games. And as I mentioned, we got all the baseball game 2s coming your way today. It starts with the Rangers and Rays, 3 Eastern on ABC, then working your way through to the nightcap with the Marlins and Phillies. All your baseball is on the family of networks. And then, the best moment of the baseball day yesterday. Everyone, feast your eyes on this. The Philly fanatic doing that dance with an umpire. But wait, there's a twist. It's not an umpire. It's just this guy. Who's got a comment?
A whole lot of love. Right.
What are we thinking here?
He sees no sun. Like his face.
Parts of him don't, anyway.
Yeah, it's sad.
That's for sure.
You know what? Body positivity. He feels good, and you know what? I'm going to celebrate it. Because looking like that, he feels great about himself.
He feels good because of some cocktails.
Yeah, he's drunk.
He's putting the umpire
That ain't why I'm eating all these damn salmon and green beans. You know when your body ain't right.
The action continues. All right, let's roll. Roger, that is next. Aaron's ambitious goal. The reason I have the jersey sitting out here. We are going to try and manifest this into reality together. We'll get to that. Plus, misery of the Midway. Is it time to set this bear free before it all gets so much worse in Chicago? Because, spoiler alert, it will. That's on the way. Get up on ESPN. Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful pistachios, one of the highest protein nuts out there. Each 1-ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Wonderful pistachios also come in a variety of flavors and sizes, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. And you're on the go a lot, taking the kids to school, hopping from meeting to meeting, shopping for groceries. Well, the good news is, not only are wonderful pistachios a complete protein, providing all 9 essential amino acids, they're also great for all your adventures. So whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more.
Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Even after all these years, I still get excited for that first game. We had a long offseason, so it's been a while since I played a game. Looking forward to that, obviously playing against you.
Connor Bedard!
The expectations are high, you know that. How are you feeling about your first game?
Super excited. It's a childhood dream, of course. Growing up and being a big fan, pretty cool to face off against you.
It's an opening night triple header, Tuesday on ESPN and ESPN+.
Take it easy on us? Yeah, we'll see.
Back on Get Up. The next game is called Fact or Fiction. Swagoo, if I said Tua is going to lead the NFL in touchdown passes this year, is that fact or fiction?
That's a fact, G. Ooh. I'm not going to let one week against the Buffalo Bills make me think that this offense is not explosive. They were explosive in the early parts of that game and give Buffalo defense credit for what they were able to do. But Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, and A-Chan and Mostert, they still play for this football team. Tua can dump it off and it may go 90. He'll lead the league in touchdowns.
Kmart, Rams and Eagles this week. If I said the Rams are going to pull off the upset, is that fact or fiction?
Ooh, Greeny, that is fiction. I know what you're thinking. The Eagles haven't looked as explosive on offense or defense, so you're thinking maybe they're not as good. Oh, no, 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 my friend. I think the Eagles are starting to get it together. I think their defense in particular will get after Stafford. I think they're going to win this game.
And then, Jeff, I'll come to you. If I said the Bears are once again going to have the first pick in the draft, is that fact or fiction?
That's fact. In fact, they'll probably have one and two. And they're going to go Caleb Williams and Drake May, and then we're going to set this whole world.
We're doing this again.
I'm just saying, like, let's be real. That's a fact. There's all kind of facts to back it up. But, yeah, I mean, listen, Fields plays his best game of his career, and then ultimately they give up 17 points to the Broncos, who couldn't seem to get right until they played them. That's disappointing.
Let's kill the sound. I don't even want to hear from – let's talk about this for a minute, okay? Yeah. Chicago Bears have screwed that kid up beyond repair.
Quarterback they get.
That's right. So if they draft both of those guys next year, they'll at least be more efficient. They can screw up two quarterbacks in a three-year span instead of it taking them 6 years to do it. The reality is they got to get a lot of stuff right. And at this point, the best thing that could happen to Justin Fields is to get up out of there immediately. He's not coming back next year. This whole coaching staff could be gone if they get blown out again tomorrow night at Washington, which they probably will. Mm. You got a week and a half break. If you're going to make an in-season change, that's the time to do it. The reality is this organization from the top down has screwed everything up beyond belief over the last decade, if not more. It is time to start over again. And the best thing that could happen to Justin Fields, a kid with some talent and some upside who unfortunately right now is teetering on the verge of being irreparably broken, the best thing that could happen for him is to get out of there as quickly as possible. Marcus.
You gotta go. You gotta go. It's time. It's time to redo it. Now, listen. With this conversation, I'm not going to sit on here and absolve Justin Fields of his problems, too, because he got some when he's actually out there on the field. You can't turn the ball over twice when you got a lead in the fourth quarter. The other thing is this, too, though. Like, when you look at Chicago, right, and you think about – and what we're talking about, obviously, is Mitchell Trubisky and his time there. Mm-hmm. And also now we're here with Justin Fields. They go out and get a new general manager in Ryan Poles. We were all excited about the draft capital, the money that they were spending in the offseason. They went and got Edmonds to try to solidify this defense after letting Roquan Smith out. Oh, by the way, how does that look?
Absurd.
How does Roquan Smith look in the Baltimore?
Marcus, they made all these moves and they got worse.
That's what I'm saying, G. So to your point, it's warranted for us to say, you got to burn it down and redo the whole thing. Now, I don't know if they have the temperature for it in Chicago as far as going to those years where you gonna take three or four to kind of get back to where you need to be, but it makes zero sense for them to stay in this situation that they're in,
Marcus,
right now.
They've done it by accident now.
I know.
They've hit rock bottom, started coming up again. They're going back down to the bottom again.
It needs
to be started all over again. And just once, maybe they could sync everybody up. Maybe they could have a general manager, a coach, and a quarterback who are all on the same page and all on the same time frame. That starts at the top. That's not the fault of any of those.
Yeah, you know what the big telltale for me was when Justin Fields said, I got to go out and play my style of football.
Right.
Like you could tell at that point, like he wasn't bought in. Whatever was happening in his mind, he was playing in a style that he didn't feel comfortable. And if you looked at last weekend, they did play a little bit different. Like in the red zone, they were moving the pocket. They were aggressive. You know, they had aggressive offensive calls. It did look, and he played much better. Now, again, to your point, he didn't finish it off. A lot like Zach Wilson, right?
Yeah.
Played really well
to the end.
But at least you have something to build on. But when you hear players start talking like that, that's a major issue because you know it is a mind issue now. He is overthinking it. And I don't care what anybody says, man. Quarterback is a very difficult position to play, but when you're already thinking about pressure, where the ball's got to go, before the ball's even snapped, you got no chance to be successful.
So you're right. We can't absolve Fields of his responsibility in this, but it is hard to get to Justin Fields when you can't find anything else that is positive.
That's what I'm saying.
No one can succeed in that situation. And over the time that the coach and the general manager and Fields was there before them, so you can include his time there, over that time, up until now, what can you point to be excited about?
Right.
And you start looking at draft picks, that is foolishness. But we got some draft picks coming. That's a loser talk.
Yeah.
They have not built an offensive line. Their defense has gotten worse. Their quarterback has not developed. They went and got receivers that they can't get the ball to.
Yeah.
And one of them, they traded a first-round pick to get Chase Claypool, essentially a second-round pick that ended up being a first-round pick because of the Dolphins' suspension or Dolphins'
penalty. The 32nd pick in the draft for Chase Claypool, who they have sent home.
Who they sent home.
Yeah.
Okay, one thing you can say, man, Chase Claypool is a problem. I would buy that if it wasn't for the fact that every other damn thing you do is garbage.
Can I say something real quick? All right, because me and Jeff, we about to have a lot of synergy on this.
Yeah.
Synergy.
All you GMs out there.
Listen up.
Can you start building your team from the line of scrimmage back?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know we sit on here and we talk about these quarterbacks and these wide receivers that's going to be game breakers and game changers. The one common denominator with every good football team is the offensive line and the defensive line are two units that can impact football games.
Yeah.
We look at Jalen Hurts, and people were asking the question, is it him or is it the O-line?
Right.
You want that damn question.
Absolutely.
You want people to ask, is it the system? We look at Brock Purdy having success. Not coincidental. The San Francisco 49ers have had a phenomenal offensive line over the years. Right. Like, we think about Dallas when they are playing well.
Yeah.
The offensive line is healthy, and Tyron Smith is playing left tackle. Right. Zach Martin is out there on the field.
Right.
We this whole idea that you are going to get all of these skill position guys and then somehow become a really good football team is asinine to me.
Yeah.
And you got GMs doing it every single year. So go ahead and draft Caleb Williams and draft Drake May. And they're going to get beat upside the head. But that's what I'm saying, Foxy. Like, we burn it down and go get a quarterback. For what? You got to build this part first.
You know the greatest thing I said?
I'm sorry.
Brett Veach Kansas City. When he retooled the offensive line for Patrick Mahomes, and listen, their receiving core has not been nearly as good. They still produce
Super Bowl.
because of the production of one. If he did not have protection, it's a wrap. And I don't care how good you are.
You cannot do it.
Kmart, get on the phone and make this happen. If Justin Fields got traded to the Falcons tomorrow, they would win that division. They would win that division.
Maybe.
As we continue, I'm talking about Aaron, my beloved jersey over here. Did you hear what he said he plans to do? We are manifesting the reality of it. He's going to talk it into existence. Plus, after Jeff handed out the pancakes, now it's Swagoo's turn for revenge. The quarterbacks who desperately need new security.
Woo.
As we continue, get up on ESPN.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Welcome back to Get Up. The game is called What's Your Number? So, Dominique, how many turnovers will Mac Jones have against the New Orleans defense?
He's going to have at least one. That seems like what he's doing so far this season. If it's a sack, fumble, or interception, he's going to have at least one. The question is he going to stay in the game, or is it going to be zappy time after that turnover happened? Because it might be zappy time.
It was really ugly for New England last week. Jeff, how many total touchdowns will Josh Allen have in London against the Jaguars?
I'm going three here. Listen, this team is hot right now. This offense is moving the football. They're playing well. Josh Allen is obviously the leader of this football team, and what he's doing, he's making everybody go. And you're seeing Diggs make plays. He'll have three against the Jags.
Swagoo, talk to me. How many touchdowns is Zach Wilson going to throw against Denver?
Uno, dos, tres.
Whoa!
Because everybody throws touchdowns against Denver.
Yes.
And here's the thing. I think they finally, let him go a little bit, right? So now give him more. Give him more. See if you can give him more. See if you can give him more of those one-on-one opportunities, the Conklin and the tight ends. And see if you can get him to play with some athleticism and not play this shelled-up type of football against a defense, quite frankly, that we don't know if they even on the field sometimes.
Yeah, took 70? They're on the verge of being one of the worst defenses of all time. And there's a lot to play for Zach Wilson, clearly, trying to move forward in his career. The Jets have a lot of impetus to try and beat Sean Payton, who had bad things to say about their offensive coordinator. And maybe Aaron Rodgers coming back is another carrot for them to chase. Listen to Aaron on Pat McAfee yesterday.
There's nothing normal about how I'm attacking this rehab. There is common practices about 6 weeks in a boot. And I was in a shoe in 13 days. Let's attack this rehab as hard as we can and then see where we're at in a couple months. And, obviously, I'd like us to be alive and winning and for that even be in the conversation. But I don't think it hurts at all to put that into the manifestation zeitgeist.
It's the manifestation zeitgeist. I mean, that's what I'm manifesting into the zeitgeist. That's why we have Aaron's jersey out here with us today. And as long as Aaron is talking about coming back, then his jersey will somehow be a part of this program. That's my promise to you.
you, to the viewers.
So let's quickly start with that. Because I think it was you, Jeff. And I give you credit because I didn't buy it. You said to me, watch how much better Zach Wilson plays when Aaron Rodgers is
back
around the team. And I cannot overlook that factor as we consider what happens Sunday night.
The game prep leading up, the conversations you have, we're going to be in this formation. We're going to use this motion. Aaron Rodgers can go, hey, expect this. This is where your eyes should be. One and two, the ball's got to be gone. You saw how much quicker that Zach Wilson played last week. Every time his foot hit the ground, the ball was coming out because he was decisive. He knew what to expect. When you have a guy – and listen – quarterbacks, starting quarterbacks call plays in preseason for these quarterbacks. They have a level of comfort with each other. He wants him to succeed, so he's going to give him tips. Hey, this is what they're going to give us. This is what this defense has always done. And the dude's played almost two decades. He gets what's going to happen. He gets how defenses are going to make adjustments. That will help Zach Wilson each and every week. It'll get progressively better because of that type of confidence coming from there.
And more importantly, it will help Nathaniel Hackett. I think that Aaron Rodgers' presence calmed Nathaniel Hackett down.
Yeah.
It made him more comfortable with the situation. He could
relax.
Look over and see that beautiful mustache and feel confident that he can call a nice crossing route and simple stuff for them. So I do think his presence matters. And I do think that even though I feel like it's a pipe dream that he's going to come back, him saying it, I think it's probably good for that team and probably good for him.
I agree. Yeah. Kmart, let's talk about what's at stake here in this game for the Jets. After everything Sean Payton said about Nathaniel Hackett, when you consider Zach, can he pile up one good game on top of another good game, which would make a huge difference? This feels like a monster week.
This is a huge game. I hope this is Zach Wilson entering his villain era. I really hope this is Zach Wilson saying, clear head. I showed what I could be. That's the guy the Jets believed in. Yes, he made a mistake late. But if he can build on that, and also Sean Payton, like, I get Aaron Rodgers in here, but Sean Payton really dressed all you down. Like, dressed your OC down and was like, he left me with this mess over here in Denver. And guess what? Denver is still a mess. Mm-hmm. So I think for the Jets, if they can, again, go on the road and Zach can have that confidence. And keep in mind, it's not just Aaron Rodgers, future Hall of Famer. This is Aaron Rodgers, Zach Wilson's idol.
Yeah.
This is the guy that he has looked up to his whole life as a football player, and he was there in the flesh, and they are still tight. Aaron still talks to him. I really do hope that Zach Wilson, that young, immature kid, has gone, and he can build on this, because now he understands so many jobs hang in the balance. Mm-hmm. Based on what I do, like, I get it now. I hope something clicks for him.
I think Aaron had an impact, but I'm gonna get rid of all that doo-doo. the kid played well because he had to. And
he's
it was because
to...
No, listen to what I'm about to say. Give me a second. It's because them dudes that's actually on the field with him challenged him to do that.
Tell me.
And Garrett Wilson, the tight end, hey man, let's get going now. Like, it is no longer, and that's why I said what I said last week, G. Let him go out there and throw seven or see if he can play. Like, this becomes more about who you stepping out there on the football field with. I'm 100% in agreement with y'all that Aaron gave him confidence, probably had those conversations with him, Jeff. Sure. But you know when them live bullets start happening.
No doubt.
It's time to go. And what he did was went. Like, the dude, he ripped the football. It wasn't like, no, oh, my God, what I'm about to do. It was a clean rip it. It was on the field. Patrick Mahomes on the other side. Give me the rock. I'm finna find my guys one-on-one, and we're going to push the ball down the field. I've had a lot of old school players come back. Charles Haley used to hang around us. It didn't make me play no better. What it made me play, what it made me do was understand how he felt about the game. Mm. I think that's the presence of Aaron Rodgers. Hey, man, y'all got something here.
That's
like he said before he came.
That's the different part.
But I think Zach's mindset, because his coaches empower him to throw the football.
Yeah.
And it's worth asking the question. Is anyone buying the fact that Aaron Rodgers will come back this season? If the Jets are in playoff contention in December, will we see this jersey come out of this glass case in emergency break glass and walk out onto the football field this year?
I think we agree that we are not going to ruin your day. So anything is possible.
No, give me the real answer.
The real answer is maybe. I think it's highly unlikely.
I'll take maybe.
But I think Jeff is the person up here that feels like this is the person who thinks this is more realistic than any of us.
Yeah.
I ain't seen it happen.
Yeah.
I don't expect it to happen.
I saw Cam Akers come back as a running back from an Achilles much quicker than anybody thought he would come back from. As a quarterback, and Aaron playing as long as he has, understanding what's going to be required of it. If this team is in any – he would – and listen – the other part, he got enough in him. I'm not going to say what he got enough in him. He would love to show everybody. I'm going to do it this way
that
and come back.
That is the only thing.
He got that gear.
You know what
he got that gear. Y'all hear him.
You know what ain't never had nobody heal faster? Attitude.
Yeah.
Like, that ain't going
to That ain't right. That ain't true. Your attitude, your positive attitude, your mental attitude.
I didn't want to use the word that you were thinking about.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
like, just being.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Like, that don't make no fibers reattached.
But he got some.
What is, like, how do you come back from an Achilles? Like, what are we talking about? December?
Yeah.
January? Like, is it even healed? Like, I'm not even talking about the rehab.
Yeah.
I want to know from it, are you even healed enough beyond the rehab? Like, G, I don't.
You crush
G, let's be honest.
Yeah.
All right, let's be real. If Aaron Rodgers can come back, he's going to come back.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
The question is not about what he can manifest and the things that he thinking positively. It's literally if it's healed. And if it's healed, he'll be back on the field.
We all know he has his own views on medicine and ways to go about doing it. Maybe he'll be onto something that no one has ever done before. One way or
That's
another.
That's what Greeny's believing.
We are waiting.
Oh,
in the meantime,
gosh.
Time for security.
Now it is time for Swagoo's revenge.
We ain't worried about you, Swagoo.
Let's get the security.
Okay, let's go.
Y'all need all the security.
Hey, man, this is the guy that you got to protect.
When are you supposed to pick up a flip? Lord have mercy, y'all. That is a travesty. You need new security. This is absolute malpractice. Call everybody. Do you know you in a football game? You need new security.
Oh, that was so much fun. All right, Swagoo's revenge. Earlier, Jeff was handing out pancakes. Now, Swagoo gets his revenge.
I was still on the Achilles, but let me go to what matters right now, and that's security.
Oh! Oh! Ah!
Everybody just watch this movie. This is a damn movie. They need to roll credits. They need to have
quarterback.
I know it. I know it, but I don't care. I don't care. Look at this. Look at this right here. All right, security. Let's go. Let me tell you something, dog. Let me tell y'all something right now. There were so many sacks by the Seattle Seahawks. They need to have producer, executive producer. They need to run credits after this. Daniel Jones, look at this face. Look at this face. Do I not have any security going? No, you were your own worst enemy. You didn't help your security, Daniel Jones. Next, I'm going to Aiden O'Connor.
Yeah.
Aiden O'Connor didn't know, and the damn Las Vegas Raiders didn't know that Khalil Mack played for the Los Angeles Chargers. And maybe they didn't, because Khalil ain't been the Khalil of himself. Six damn sacks. Six of them. Gee, you know what they call this? They call this closing the club. Like, Khalil Mack walked in there and said, everybody get the hell out of the way. I'm closing the club, and I'm taking ownership of this place. And that's exactly what he did to Aiden O'Connor. Aiden O'Connor, you got to throw the ball at some point, dude. I don't care. Throw it out the house. Throw it out the ball. He needed new security. And it was just one dude wrecking hell up in that club that he was in. And last but not least, I didn't want to do this because I love this dude. But Lord have mercy. Did y'all see Jeffrey Simmons and the Tennessee Titans get after Joe Burrow? Yeah. Now, the man can't move. See, here's the problem. Yeah. Here's the problem when you hire security, okay? Usually you hire security because you're a super famous person and you need to make sure that you can keep the haters off. But in this particular situation, you hire security because you're not healthy, okay?
Yeah.
When you're just trying to move about your day in a regular pace, you hire security guards to make sure that you can do that. You're walking gingerly, you're moving slowly, and the security guard said, you know what, Joe Burrow? You need to run.
Hey,
He couldn't cover.
This is the worst week I've ever remembered in NFL history. It hurt my soul. But I'm going to just show you the epitome of the weekend is sort of is. I want you to watch my security guard at Ole Miss.
Look at here.
That looks like some of the offensive lines. Look. Don't touch his soul.
All the O-lines I just showed. That's who was playing for.
That's exactly
right there. That's who was
playing. No movement in the box.
This football field, they is the club. You see how people running roughshod over the club? That's what happens to these quarterbacks. I'm going to point it out every damn week. It was 20 total sacks.
I got one other thing I want to show you. Did you see NFL Live on Monday? Swagoo, show me the receiving
First of all, look at the stands. Look at this. A popcorn player.
Where'd it go?
You know what it is? Ooh, stanky leg. With a hole in my side. Stanky leg. Come on, reach out. Suit jacket tight. I had to double catch it. Would've got hit. I don't need security though. I'm a big dog. Do the stanky leg.
Was that dance?
Hey, look at the hole. Look at the hole.
Holy sock.
My sock needs security.
Outstanding. All right, coming up, we've seen a lot of bad. Who's been the worst of the worst? We got the biggest disappointments in the NFL coming up. But first, a little sneaky Hembo time. Neek, this one's for you. 49ers won a lot of regular season games in a row. Who's the last NFL team to win 15 straight regular season games? That's the question. The answer is next.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
All right, we are back, and the pressure is on Dominique Foxworth. Here we go. The 49ers have won 14 straight regular season games. What's the last NFL team to win at least 15 straight in the regular season? To be clear, it can span two seasons. It doesn't have to all be in the same year.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's someone who spanned two seasons, and they wouldn't have had to win the Super Bowl. It has to be a really good team, obviously. I'm thinking Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
That's not right. No, that's incorrect. Yeah. The answer is Cam Newton's Carolina Panthers.
What?
Remember, they were. Oh, no! Oh, Nick. He got dunked on by Hembo. He's a man who detests bat flips. He detests pimping home runs. Yet, you just got him so fired up that he dunked on you. The Panthers did it over the course of those two seasons. Yeah. Remember, they made it into the Super Bowl there. So, unfortunately, that one goes down. All right, we'll give you a chance to redeem yourself. Right. We're going to do today's Foxy Five. And here's the topic today. If I were to eliminate the quarterbacks, who would be the top five candidates for MVP right now? Go.
Everybody loves San Francisco because of what they're doing on offense, but I'm going to say Nick Bosa, what he's doing on defense. It's not just the pressure he creates, but it's the attention that he draws. He's getting double teamed more than any other edge rusher in football, and that allows the rest of the team to make big plays. I would go next there with a similar position, a similar player, but even more impactful, Myles Garrett. Mm. This guy's a monster. 13 quarterback hits so far this season, and he is the guy. The way we talk about how we game plan for certain offensive players, defenses or offenses are terrified, and they figure out how they're going to block this man and then build around that. Next, again, there's a theme. Micah Parsons.
A lot of defense.
The impact of what he is doing on this team and his defense, if they had won that game in Arizona, I might have him even higher than he is now.
Yep.
But he is the key player on this defense, drawing double teams and a little better than Bosa because he still beats those double teams and also gets sacks. So now we get over to the opposite side of the ball. Tyreek Hill, this speed and what it does to the defense is similar to these pass rushers that they draw double teams and it opens things up for other players. But not only is he opening things up for other players, he is making Tua's job so easy. Now we go back to San Francisco. Christian McCaffrey on that offense is the most indispensable player, even more than Brock Purdy in my view. He's on track for 20 or 2,500 yards this season, all purpose from scrimmage. This guy is special. Anytime he gets his hands on the ball, the defense is terrified. So
they've won 14 straight games. He scored a touchdown in every one of them. Whew. That has been the threat of commonality. Now, here are the actual odds for MVP. And as you see,
quarterback.
Yeah, McCaffrey is the highest rated of the non-quarterbacks, but he is well behind all the quarterbacks. We know it's a QB award, and so the likeliest scenario is that a quarterback wins it. But let's bring it to the table here. If I were to ask you who the MVP should be of the league at this point, we are at the quarter poll. We will take a look and see what everybody here has to say. Swagoo, in your view, you're inclusive of everybody now. We could put the picks up there so everyone can sort of chime in on them. Who would be the MVP in your view?
Guy Foxy just talked about Christian McCaffrey. Even with the quarterbacks. I think right now he's impacting the football game more than anybody in football. And it may be because of touches. And he's going to get slighted because Kyle Shanahan is the play caller in that offense. They'll take that into account. But the explosive plays. He has 900 all-purpose yards. Y'all, we in week 5 of the NFL season. And when you think about not only the explosive plays, he's getting into the end zone as well. This is the guy that Carolina paid and thought that they would have outside, you know, but beyond the injuries that he had in Carolina. Now he's healthy. He's touching the ball a lot. He has guys around him that requires attention. And right now he's taking over games with the ball in his hand.
Kmart, why the face?
Because he's wrong. So the answer is Josh Allen.
Well, it's not about being wrong. It's
like, why Josh Allen?
You know what? And, you know, I've been critical of Josh because of how special he is. I think right now you're seeing Josh Allen toe the line between being Superman and Clark Kent. And I think when he finds that middle ground, he is beyond special. And this team, you don't have to worry about Josh Allen doing too much. And since that Jets game that I was at, He's been playing lights out.
The last 3 weeks, he's been the best player in the league. Why Brock Purdy?
Yeah, I love the sense. We just gonna skip one game. We won't count that one, right? We're all about the highs, not about the lows.
Won all four games this year. He just won the first one for the other team.
Yeah, we try not to do that. The most consistent, like Brock Purdy, right? It is a QB award. And so if you go with the most consistent football team, everybody at the table has said it, right? The 49ers. Listen, don't slight, right? Everybody talks about him being he's a game manager. He's blah, blah, blah. The guy in the last two seasons has thrown the most tight window passes in the NFL by a large margin. This guy is not just finding open receivers. He is putting the ball in spots. His players are making plays. He does have explosive players on the outside, but he is not just a manager of a game. He's winning games as
well. Let me get one more topic in here. Let's do biggest disappointment. I ask everybody for their picks. Dominique, I will start with you as we put the biggest disappointments in the league to this point. Neek.
Yeah, it's been the AFC North. It was a division that was full of, I thought, Super Bowl contenders, and right now it's not looking that way. The biggest disappointment in that division, not just the injury to Joe Burrow, but it's been the Steelers offense. We expected something special from there, and they're not doing it.
You got the Joneses over there, I see, Jay.
Daniel and Mac. I mean, listen, everybody had these expectations. The Giants made a run last year. They're going to be this. Everybody thought, oh, with Bill O'Brien, Mac Jones is going to make this big stride this year. Both have been utter failures to this point in the season. I think the Giants scored 9 points in the first half in all four games. Like, this thing has gotten ugly in a hurry. I see both these guys were things I thought were going to be in a much better position than they are right now.
Giants haven't scored a touchdown in two home games
season.
Kmart, you're talking about.
Yeah, so it's the Bengals' whole situation. Not, I don't fault Joe Burrow for getting hurt, of course, but Zach Taylor even admitted this week, like, yeah, as play caller, I gotta do a better job of putting it in position. I've talked to teams, execs, players who've played the Bengals, and they literally are saying Joe Burrow is not himself. He cannot move. And it's on Zach Taylor to get this offense in a position where Joe clearly doesn't trust his arm to go deep. That's why Ja'Marr Chase is open and not getting the ball. So he's gotta do something, and they haven't done anything. It's still the same offense from last year.
Swaggoo.
I want to scratch my eyeballs every time I see them like that. I just don't understand this team for the life of me. They got arguably the best wide receiver in football. Yeah. They traded for a tight end who I think is supremely talented in T.J. Hockenson. The defense was supposed to be better under Brian Flores. They did make a play to kind of seal a game and return the fumble for a touchdown. But you don't know. The Vikings are 1-3, bro.
Right.
Like, think about that for a second.
Who are they? Did you not see how many one-score
games All right, we're running out of time here. We had Mad Dog and Stephen A. Smith both in here a couple of minutes ago chatting with everybody. They're getting set to take over. First Take, will the Cowboys be exposed this week? Do the Jets still have a shot at the playoffs? First Take, it's Molly, it's Stephen A., it's the Dog, Swagoo, Kmart. They'll all be there coming up. And then after that, it's McAfee. J.J. Watt will be a part of the program live. McAfee, 12 Eastern on ESPN, the ESPN Plus, and YouTube.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What a lineup we have for you beginning Saturday with the Red Rivalry game, Oklahoma and Texas. Huge game at noon Eastern. The WNBA Finals begin Sunday afternoon, Aces and the Liberty. Monday Night Football, the Packers and Raiders. And then don't miss the NHL opening night triple header on ESPN. Going to be a great weekend in every possible way. Jeffrey, you're excited?
Excited. Fired up.
We got a Red River rivalry.
Texas.
Okay.
I saw them play Alabama. I'm going to tell you, they were physical.
All right, everyone, say goodbye to Aaron.
Let's
see you tomorrow. First Take now.
Manifest the zeitgeist, guys.